بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. دیار مدینہ نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ ہے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ ہے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ وہ دیکھو احد پر شجاعت کا منظر شہیدوں کے خون شہادت کا منظر وہ دیکھو احد پر شجاعت کا منظر شہیدوں کے خون شہادت کا منظر وہ ہے سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر اسی میں تو آرام فرما ہے سرور نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ ہے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ وہ دیکھو احد پر شجاعت کا منظر شہیدوں کے خون شہادت کا منظر وہ ہے سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر اسی میں تو آرام فرما ہے سرور
نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسول کریم اما بعد tonight we'll not be going into any detailed explanation we'll listen to this Naat Sharif and then as I announced yesterday lots of brothers have requested bay'at so we already explained to you what bay'at is all about a few nights ago as I indicated that night that there is no tashkil business in bay'at that you bring your friends and bring others and say come bay'at upon the hands of my shaykh in bay'at there has to be what we term as munasabat therefore I always delay it when a person comes sometime in josh emotion says bay'at bay'at so I say hold on don't rush because just now another powerful speaker will come then you say I wish I became bay'at upon the hands of this powerful speaker so bay'at is not a question of powerful speakers we have many many powerful speakers in the world bay'at is choosing a mentor a guide for islah purposes on both sides there must be munasabat also and there must be sincerity there must be a genuine concern over one's own weaknesses shortcomings then we choose someone who himself has spent some time in the company of some shaykh kamil he has had correspondence with his shaykh he has had the nasihats of the shaykh taken to heart and the person has had the opportunity of learning at the feet of his mentor so then we choose someone like that again it is necessary that that person that we choose as a shaykh he must have at least sufficient knowledge of deen shar'iyya quran and sunnah to be able to guide according to the Quran and Sunnah. If he doesn't have that kind of knowledge, how is he going to guide? Then he must also understand the times that we are living in. He must understand the environment. He must understand what kind of ideologies are in the society. He has to have an understanding of even some basic aspects of medicine, sicknesses, weaknesses. He has to even have a knowledge of that, some basic one. He must not be just dishing out some lengthy wazifas to each and every one that just comes and become bayat. He must understand that this person, sometimes he may, the person that comes and wants to become bayat, he doesn't even have that kind of strength to read one wazifa, one tasbih. Now if you give him 1,000 times something, he's going to dehydrate. Sometimes a person has got so much of other problems in his life, he has already become a mental and nervous wreck. Now that person, you will have to say, hold on with your bayat. First go and have yourself treated. Get your dimagh come right first. People come bayat also for different reasons. So the person has to be very sharp and alert. He must understand how nafs and shaitan comes in different forms. So if he doesn't have that kind of understanding, then that bay'at is generally for barakat. As I indicated in one of the majlis, that I have seen many, many people in the time of Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali. There were those days from one end to the other end, there were nothing but mashayikh. The whole area was like lit up. Everywhere they were bright shining lamps or suns. Delhi, Nizamuddin, Saharanpur, Deoband, Kanpur, Lucknow, Jalalabad, Allahabad, anywhere you go there were mashayikh. So lots of people at that time used to become bay'at, getting to know that so and so is of such a high caliber, such a great alim, such a great buzruq, so they become bay'at. After that, nothing. No correspondence, no information about one's weaknesses, sicknesses, so that there may be some islah prescriptions. Nothing. Then the only thing they have is they say, I'm bayat upon the hands of a very great shaykh of the time. So if somebody has got a heart problem, he's got all his arteries blocked and clogged and heart damaged, now he says that there are some cardiologists here in our country, but I do not consider them to be worthy of my treatment. I am bayat to one very great cardiologist. He's in America. So say, do you correspond with him? Have you told him your problems? Have you discussed your pain and suffering? Have you asked him what must be done? Has he given you some appointments so that you may undergo some surgery? He said, no, I don't need all that. I have chosen somebody. He's in America. But he's world-renowned. So now if he's world-renowned, will that help the person here in South Africa? We don't understand this. Now that person is world-renowned, no problem. We know that he's got very high qualification and people in America, they go consult him and many of them have found some kind of remedy and cure. But how will that help us? If that patient is here, how will it help him? He will have to choose somebody local. So that is the important thing, that there may be many, many mashayikh, and not only there may be, there are. We are not even the dust on the shoes of those great mashayikh. So for barakat, if a person becomes bay'at, then that is about all, he gets some barakat. But the purpose of bay'at is not just barakat. And barakat also will only come if the person makes islah of himself. If he doesn't make islah, can he get barakat? If a person is bay'at to the greatest wali of the time, but he himself remains in his drink and gamble and wine and women and porn sites and filthy habits, so will that bay'at upon the hands of that great wali bring barakat? But if this person has become bay'at for the sake of islah and is making the effort, but still he's tripping, falling, again he gets up, he takes a few steps and again he falls, then there's no problem. Inshallah, if this person is on the right road and is making the correct effort and is making sincere tawbah, there is hope that inshallah one day he will reach his goal and destination. If there is a highway from here to Johannesburg, Now on that highway there are some cars which are moving at a very, very high speed. And there are some that are moving at a slower speed. And then somebody has got a jalopy, as they say. But it is also on the highway. Every here and there it needs a push start, because the battery is not fully charged. So as it's going, somewhere near Pine Town it gets stuck. Then again gets stuck if the Peter Marisburg. Then somebody tows him a little bit and gives him a boost with his cables. Then again he moves a little, but he's on that highway. Then there is hope that inshallah he will reach Johannesburg. Even if it takes him 3 days to reach, but he will reach because he is on the highway. But the person who is not on the highway, if he's moving very fast, then you must know that he's moving very fast towards disaster. Person is moving very fast, but he's not on the right road. He has taken the wrong road, but he's moving very fast on that road. So what will happen? He'll distance himself even more than what would have been distanced if he had been in slow speed. Because he's very fast, but on the wrong road. So the whole purpose of this bayat is to get onto the right road. Then each individual, in accordance with his capacity and with his ability and with his effort, and with his mujahada, he will move on that road. But inshallah, he will reach his goal if he is making the correct effort. So that is the whole purpose, to put the person onto the right road and then give him one boost. After that, he will have to make the amal. The shaykh is not going to make the amal. There was one bogus peer sahab. So he was gone very thin. Naturally, he was thin. So somebody asked him, he said, why are you thin? One of the murid asked him. He said, well, you don't make namaz, I've got to make your namaz. You don't fast, I've got to keep my fast and your fast. You don't make zikr, I've got to make my zikr and read your zikr also. You don't make tahajjud, I have to make mine and yours. So I've got to make so many murids tahajjud, I have to make so many murids fast, I have to keep so many murids namazes, I have to make. So how do you expect me to put on weight then? So he got very happy and thrilled. And then he says, furthermore, there's one more thing that I have to do every day. Because of all your weaknesses and shortcomings, every day I have to walk over the pulsirat, which is finer than a hair and sharper than a sword. So you all do all the wrong things, and every day I have to walk over them. So that fear and fright has made me lose all my weight. So he said, wah, mashallah, Peer Sahab, you do so much for us. So I must give you bakshish of one plot of land that I've got. And there we've got planted all wheat and maize and barley and all. But I'm giving it to you as hadiah. So now the Peer Sahab said, show it to me right now, because maut and hayat we don't know. So let's go now and mark it exactly which plot you are giving me. Now those who have been to India, they know that rainy season, it's very, very dangerous, very slippery ground there. And they have the rice cultivated, but you have to walk on the thin, narrow edges. So he took him there and he said, this is the one. So as he was walking, he slipped and fell. The Peer Sahab fell. So the murid said, just now you told me you walk on pulsirat. You can't walk here, how you walk on pulsirat? So I'm cancelling this offer. This gift is now cancelled. Cancel the registration of this gift in your name. You can't walk here, how will you take me across pulsirat? Nevertheless, so the whole purpose is to come on track. That is what the shaykh is all about. So the person has to make ittala, he has to say, inform, what is the weakness. Hazrat Maulana Wasiullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, people used to write to him, alhamdulillah, now I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing that. And I've got this dream, and I had that dream, and I had that dream. He says, mashallah, all that in its place. But what about those weaknesses? Don't you have any weaknesses? Why don't you write about that? All this mubarakbad, mashallah. But what about weakness? That means islah has to take place. So what I was saying, just for barakat, if a person is becoming bay'at, then sometimes he gets some barakat. But if he is going to engage and indulge in sins, and he's got no intention of reformation and change, and he is caught up in all those haram, adultery, fornication and other things. So there will be no barakat, even if he is bayat upon the hands of the greatest shaykh of the time. There will be no barakat. The person will have to do something himself and then take the dua of the shaykh. Inshallah, he'll see barakat. Or at least he has a firm intention, niyat, that I want to make my islah. And then he say, make dua for me. So that will help. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Very clearly tells it to the Sahaba Ikram, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ. If it had not been for the fazl of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and His mercy, your tazkiyah couldn't have taken place. Is the fazl of Allah Ta'ala and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. If a person is desirous of his tazkiyah and he begs Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that I want to purify myself, so then Allah Ta'ala will also make the intizam for that person to get his purification and tazkiyah. So we have to ask for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's fazal, ask for Allah Ta'ala's rahmat and mercy, make the effort, and then ask for dua of the shaykh. Then inshallah that person will progress. There has to be a lot of love, muhabbat and aqidat. That is what is the springboard that takes the person high. If he's got doubts, he can never take off. But if he's got muhabbat and aqidah, therefore Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi says that, Ya to murid ke andar ashad darja muhabbat ho, ya bhot uncha ilm ho, ya bhot si unchi aqidat ho. That's all. Then that person will benefit. So this is what I had mentioned, that Bay'at is for the purpose of taking off, of getting our islah done, of coming out from that environment of sin and vices and evils, of bringing about a reformation and change in our lives, so that we may be able to enjoy the best of dunya and akhirah. The shaykh doesn't take a person away from the halal and permissible ni'mats that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has blessed with. And that shaykh is not a shaykh, the one whose only niyat is how to make something or get something from the murids or to build up his castles. That is the niyat with which he is making bay'at. Then what is he going to get? That is a different thing, that with muhabbat, if somebody gives some hadiya to some shaykh, he's jaiz. He should not be looking forward to it and having his gaze on the pockets of people and the properties of people. His only niyat must be that must, Ya Allah, make each and every one of us your awliya, from your awliya. Bless us with your muhabbat, your marifat, your yaqeen. Take us out from the doldrums of sin and vices and evils. Extend to us that rope so that we may hold on to it and come out of this ocean of sins. That is the only way. Now if both sides have that kind of sincerity, the person will progress. One day one person says, Mawlana, come to my house, I built a new house. And if you... says, inshallah, someday we'll come. He said, no, if you come and walk a little bit up and down my house, then at least I'll get a lot of barakat. So I said, if I had known only that there's so much of barakat in my feet walking in your house, why should I not walk in my house the extra steps? I'd rather do the extra steps in my own house. That's just light-hearted. But the thing is, that is what here today is. That some wazifa, so that my business flourishes, so that my daughters get married, my son get married, so that I may be able to open up a bigger business. Now these are the kind of niyats people make. Whereas if we get our islah right, Allah Ta'ala hasn't deprived those people who became bayat sincerely, even with dunya. He has given them so much of dunya also. They came out from all the worldly problems too. That is Allah Ta'ala's fazal, because when they made their niyat akhirat, so Allah Ta'ala made their dunya also easy. So we will listen to this Naat Sharif, and then inshallah we will have the all those who have requested Bay'at, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make it easy for them. The word is Bay'at. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. How you make buy and shara, buying and selling, like that the person sells himself. He makes a buy. One person once told me, Maulana, I want to bat with you. I said, must bat with Hashim Amla. He's a good batsman. Now he thought it was bat. He said, I want to bat with you. So I said, bat with me, the bat with Hashim Amla. He is a good batsman. Ji Maulana, phir shuru se sunaiye.
Nazar dhoondti hai, diyar-e-madina. ہے دل اور جاں بے قرار مدینہ نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ ہے دل اور جاں بے قرار مدینہ
نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ ہے دل و جان بے قرار مدینہ The heart is restless for مدینہ شریف Which mu'min and Muslim there is in the world who can claim to be a true mu'min and Muslim if his heart is not بے قرار for مدینہ شریف As you have heard many times in the other Naat Sharif of Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhu Maisha شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں Wherever is going to be the شہر محبوب عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن That is the وطن of those who are the lovers پھر مدینہ کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں What must I say about مدینہ شریف پھر مدینہ کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینہ میں میرا وطن So like that here he says, Nazar dhoondti hai. My eyes are searching. Diyar Madina, the city of Madina Sharif. My heart, my soul is restless. Beqarar. How when the fish is taken out of the water, it flaps, it is beqarar. Just wants to go back into the water. Restless. Like that he says, my heart is restless. To go to Madina Sharif, to reside in Madina Sharif, to die in Madina Sharif. But then Muqaddar, wherever Allah Ta'ala has destined for the person, as long as he is engaged in ibadah, zikr, tilawat, obedience of Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then he is in Madina Sharif. And if the person is in Madina Sharif but disobeying Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then he is not in Madina Sharif. So he said, Nazar dhoondti hai diyare Madina. My eyes are searching for Madina Sharif. Hai dil aur jaan be qarare Madina. Wo dekho Uhud par shujaat ka manzar. Shaheedo ke khoon e shahadat ka manzar. Look at the mountains of Uhud. Look at the plains of Uhud. What a history it gives to us. Read the history of Uhud and look at the kind of sacrifices the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in made. Look at Abu Dujana, look at Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Musab ibn Umair radiallahu ta'ala, and so many Sahabas. And then those 70 that became Shaheed. 70 that became Shaheed. So he said, look at the Uhud mountains and see. Look at the plains of Uhud. Whose blood is there in the sands of Uhud? Shujaat ka manzar, look at their bravery. How Abu Dujana comes in front of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And he takes all the arrows. Doesn't want to anything to hurt Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And then, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, give us the tawfiq to appreciate what sacrifices Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself made and how much of his own blood oozed in that battle. So he said, وَدَيْكُ عُحَدْ پَرْ شُجَاعَتْ کا منظر شَهِيدُوْ کے خُونِ شَهَادَتْ کا منظر. As I said, I'm not going into detail tonight. وَهَيْ سَامُنِ سَبْزِ گُمْبَتْ کا منظر اسی میں تو آرام فرما ہے سرو. And there, look at the green dome. When he's in Madina Sharif, he's pointing to the green dome and say, look at the green dome. With yaqeen, we can say Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is resting below the green dome. What can be more enjoyable? What can be giving a person more ecstasy, more happiness, more intoxication than watching the green dome and picturing that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is beneath it? Therefore, before a person goes there, he must read the history of Islam, the history of Madina Sharif, history of the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum ajma'in, history of the battles that took place. Then read also in Shama'il of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam looked like. Look at the description that the different Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in have given of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nobody could have given better description. Inshallah, someday we'll discuss that also at length. So they say, wo hai samne, look right in front. Look right in front. He says, there's a green dome. Now those who have seen from the courtyard the green dome, they know what I'm talking about. And those who haven't seen, then they have seen pictures of the green dome of Madina Sharif. جی
وہ دیکھو احد پر شجاعت کا منظر شہیدوں کے خون شہادت کا منظر وہ ہے سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر اسی میں تو آرام فرما ہے سرور. نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ ہے دل اور جاں بے قرار مدینہ. ابو بکر و فاروق و عثمان و حیدر یہی تھے یہ پروانہ اے شمع انور یہی سے تو اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں مدینہ کا شہرا ہے ہفت آسمان میں.
ابو بکر و فاروق و عثمان و حیدر یہی تھے یہ پروانہ اے شمع انور. دیز موت سراؤن رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ابو بکر رضی اللہ عنہ, عمر رضی اللہ عنہ, عثمان رضی اللہ عنہ, حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, all the other صحابہ, they used to go round and round نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام. He said, where they were going in Madina Sharif. That is where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to be, and that is where these parwanas and these like moths, they used to come, like how you light a flame, and the moths want to come and burn over that flame. Ah, what fortune they had, and what kind of companions Allah Ta'ala gave to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Those who make them the target of criticism, they must check their iman. یہی سے تو اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں. From Madina Sharif, Islam spread throughout the world. Slowly but surely it starts spreading from there. مدینہ کا شہرا ہے ہفت آسمان میں. And in the seven heavens also, Madina Sharif is well known and is discussed. The angels talk about Madina Sharif. The angels descend upon Madina Sharif. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came so many times down to Madina Sharif. The other malaika, how many times they came. And even today, how many thousands of angels come down and make salam to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And how many millions of angels from around the globe carry the salat and salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is what is happening beneath the green dome. Ji.
Yahi se to Islam phaila jahan mein Madina ka shohra hai hafta asmaan mein nazar dhoondti hai diyare madina hai dil aur jaan be qarare madina
pura suna lijiye
wo dekho uhud par shujaat ka manzar shahidon ke khoone shahadat ka manzar wo hai samne sabze gumbad ka manzar usi mein to aaram farma hai sarvar nazar dhoondti hai diyare madina hai dil aur jaan be qarare madina Abu Bakr Farooq Usman Haydar yahi the ye parwa nae shamae anwar yahi se to islam phaila jahan mein madina ka shohra hai hafta asmaan mein nazar dhoondti hai diyare madina hai dil aur jaan be qarare madina nishane nabi hai ye masjid quba ki hai qindil teba nabi ki ziya ki madina ke deewaro dar dekhte hain ajab hal qalbo jigar dekhte hain madina ka deewaro dar dekhte hain ajab hal qalbo jigar dekhte hain nazar dhoondti hai diyare madina hai dil aur jaan be qarare madina ye maskan hai shaah-e madina ka khatar falak bosazan hai yahan ki zameen par ye maskan hai shaah-e madina ka khatar falak bosazan hai yahan ki zameen par nazar dhoondti hai diyare madina hai dil aur jaan be qarare madina wo dekho uhud par shujaat ka manzar shahidon ke khoone shahadat ka manzar
alhamdulillah inshaallah kal fir suna dijiye tafsir we'll explain it inshaallah if Maulana is here tomorrow and if not then some other time as I indicated that we have discussed what this bayat is all about. All the extremes that you listen to, and people are now getting caught up in the hands of so much of bogus peers. The best part is the peers have become bogus too, most of them, and the murids have become bogus too. The murids also just try to convince the sheikh that we are really bayat for Islam purpose. What do you do in this world? Most of the things are fake. So I am worried about myself. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must make me, use me with ikhlas. We are just insignificant servants of Allah ta'ala, whom Allah ta'ala uses as an instrument with his fazl and kindness. If any changes come in anybody's life, it is Allah ta'ala's fazl, that he makes that person sadqa jariya for us. What can we really do, and how can we really change anybody? All we have to do is make that little effort and then ask Allah ta'ala that bring about the changes. So I won't go into any detailed discussion tonight. That inshaAllah, as we go along, we'll discuss. But what I'm saying is that unfortunately these days, lots of murids have become bayat. And then those sheikhs are not giving them right direction. Those people have got family problems sometimes. The wife is alone at home, or that some other kind of problems. And that sheikh is more interested in him doing his khidmat than solving his own problems. So there we have to remember that parents, wives, children, they all have rights. And only that person can be sheikh kamil who balances those rights. Most of the time the only talk is what are the rights of the sheikh, but what about the rights of everybody else? Now that is missing, unfortunately, in most of the khanqahs today. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must give us that balance. Then there is like just, my car must be like the sheikh's car, my shoes must be like his, my topi must be like his. Now these things are not necessary and essential. What is the purpose of just following the sheikh when it comes to what kind of chocolate he eats and what kind of chicken he likes? So that's what we like also. What about his zuhad? What about his ibadat? What about his shukr? What about his qana'at? What about his istighna? What about his ta'alluq with Allah ta'ala? What about his muhabbat with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I'm talking about those who are kamil. I'm not talking about myself. Now don't get doubts in your mind. But what about that? Don't we have to bring that also? But here the only thing will be that we must just follow in those things. That out of muhabbat, if somebody wears like that, it's a different thing. But to impose that on upon everybody, that must be like that, and form another kind of a group, and another jama'at, and another sect, and now all that, as it is, we have enough groupings, what are we going to make more and more groups and do? All must be considered to be supplementary, complementary. And again, no matter what, but we are not going to listen to anybody else except our sheikh's bayan. Now, if that sheikh is not having any bayan for the whole year, so what are we going to do? The greatest wali of Allah and greatest sheikh also comes from somewhere, won't even listen to him. So listening is a different thing. Yes, for your islah, we'll say that if there are 10 cardiologists here and they're all qualified and highly experienced, then we'll choose one for our islah. So for islah purposes, we'll ask one. After that benefit, those who are good in hadith sharif, take the benefit of hadith sharif from them. The person who's good in tafsir, take the benefit of tafsir from them, as long as they're pious, righteous and authentic. So alhamdulillah, here there's everything balanced. In the first place, we don't even have a khanqah. People say khanqah, khanqah, there's no khanqah here. Do we have facilities here for people to come and sleep and rest and eat and drink? It's this month of Ramadan that we put up this thing that we come here. Here, come and make islah. Implement it. And keep a balanced life. Don't go on to any extreme. And don't fight and argue with people. As far as fatwas are concerned, there, whichever Mufti Sahib a person has got confidence and trust on with regards to matters of nikah, talaq, buying, selling, ask him and make amal on it. It's not necessary that fatwas also you must ask your shaykh. That is muhabbat, that sometimes the person says, I want to make amal exactly as you are making amal. If you consider it halal, I'll consider it halal. If you consider it haram, of course, not that he makes halal haram or haram halal. It means that Quran Sharif, Hadith Sharif, from there something is deduced and some ulama says haram, some ulama says halal. So another murid says, no, I will follow you. You say halal, I'll follow. So that is different. But from my side, it is all complete ijazat. You choose the mufti of your choice and follow him. Finish. Ask me masail of Islam. That these are my weaknesses, shortcomings, what I must do. So we'll make bayat now, all those who are becoming bayats. Then you will read after me or say after me, after I have read the khutbah. And those who are not coming bayat, then they will still make the tawbah. The tawbah is for every Muslim. Is it that only if you are bayat, then you must make namaz 5 times a day? So when I say I will make namaz 5 times a day, inshallah, so what does it cost everybody to say, inshallah, we'll make namaz 5 times a day, we'll fast in Ramadan, we'll give zakat. Only when I say I'm entering into the silsila or becoming bay'at, now there you remain silent, that's all. Qari sahab, aap aur maulana Dawood qareeb hai jai. The others now, whoever is coming bay'at, this one light of me. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقد قال الله تعالى إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. O Allah, we have believed in you, in your angels, in your books, and in the Holy Quran Sharif as your kalam. O Allah, we have believed in all your messengers and in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the last and final messenger. O Allah, we believe in life after death, on the day of judgment. We believe in taqdeer. We will pray 5 times a day. And For the men folk, we will pray 5 times a day with jama'at as far as possible. Fast in Ramadan. Give zakat if due. Go for hajj if farz. Oh Allah, we will stay far away from adultery, fornication, stealing, gambling, casting lustful glances, and all other haram actions. Oh Allah, we make sincere tawbah from all our sins. Forgive us our sins. The life that remains, give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all. To pay back to whomsoever whatever is due. To seek forgiveness from whomsoever we may have harmed. O Allah, we are turning towards you. Now those who are becoming bayat say, we are entering the silsila of Qadiriyya, Naqshbandiyya, Chishtiyya, Saharwardiyya. Ya Allah, we are becoming bayat upon the hands of your insignificant servant Yunus Patel. O Allah, make this bayat full of barakat for us. Let it be beneficial for us in this world and in the akhirat. O Allah, accept this bayat of ours. Become pleased with us. Make us all your maqbool servants. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My beloved Allah, my Rahim. These ulama and others who have become bayat on the hands of this insignificant, sinful slave of yours, accept their good opinions and make the bayat of benefit and barakat for them. Bless them with good health, with long life, with prosperity, with happiness. Bless them with your qurb, with your marifat, with yaqeen in you, with tawakkul in you, with trust in you. Hame apna banale hamara banja. Ya Allah, give them more than their good opinion of me, and make me better than their good opinion. Ya Allah, make us all yours and become ours. Fill our hearts with your Muhammad. Give us strength and courage, my beloved Allah, to do that which is pleasing to you. Give us the himmat and courage, and give them the himmat and courage to take out of their lives anything that is causing obstruction. Ya Allah, remove the obstacles from our path of reaching you. اے میرے اللہ ہمیں ہمت دے قوت دے طاقت دے ہماری مدد فرما نصرت فرما نصرت فرما ہم کمزور ہیں ضعیف ہیں ناتوان we are extremely weak servants of yours my beloved Allah make us do all those things that are pleasing to you and your Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Ya Allah, bless them with barakat in their businesses, in their homes, in their life, in their time. Ya Allah, make each and every one of them an ambassador for Islam. Make each and every one of us have such akhlaq, such good dealings, such good relationship with people, such fulfillment of the rights of people, that even attracts those who are not believers into Islam. Ya Allah, in this vicious environment, protect each and every one of us. Ya Allah, bless us and the entire ummah with sihat, afiyat, salamati, barakat and rahmat. Hum se razi ho ja, razi ho ja, razi ho ja. Clean and purify our hearts, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with the barakat of all these silsilas and on the day of Qiyamah. Cause us to cross full sirat like lightning and enter into Jannat without any reckoning in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. My beloved Allah, even those sisters who have become bayat over the receivers, bless them with the best of dunya and akhirat. Bless them with sihat, with afiyat, with salamati, with barakat, with rahmat. If they are married, give them marriage of bliss and happiness. Unite the hearts of those husbands and wives. Remove any kind of problems and difficulties that they may be facing in their lives. Ya Allah, unite the husbands and the wives on taqwa, on iman, on yaqeen. Bless both of them and the children, my beloved Allah, with the tawfiq to do everything that is pleasing to you. Make the homes full of rahmat, full of nur, full of barakat. Bless us with the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. These people keep asking me, how many khalifas you got, khalifas you got. I keep telling them I'm not a good murid as yet, where I'm going to make khalifas. However, when life is running out, we don't know how long we're going to live. So therefore it becomes essential to give ijazat to some people. Qari Ismail Desai Sahib, when there were mashayikh that were coming to our country of a very, very high level and caliber, at that time he requested bayat, and I kept on telling him, such great buzrus are coming here, you are an alim, you are a qari, what you want to become bayat here? But he refused to accept, and alhamdulillah, right from the late 80s, he has been keeping ta'alluq. Mawlana Dawood, Siddhat also, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed him with that kind of muhabbat and yaqeen, and that kind of fikr of Islah, and Allah Ta'ala is taking khidmat of deen. So tonight in this month of Ramadan, these are my first, I won't call khalifas, but I'll say my assistants, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give them taraqqi, give them progress and use them, and I give them ijazat tonight to now show the name of Allah Ta'ala and make bay'at to whomsoever requests. But they must consider this to be the starting point. They must not in any way think that this is the stage of takmeel and completion. They must have concern and fikr of their islah just as they had all along. And I make dua for them. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala use them. So now it has cleared the air. That is just tonight. My Shah gave me ijazat of bayat in 1992 or 3. And since then, so many thousands of people around the globe have been writing, corresponding, amongst whom have been great ulama. Allah Ta'ala's fazal, he puts good opinions. But I did not rush into making khalifas, because unfortunately this has also become a problem, that now there are more khalifas than murids. But here I have confidence, I've got a'timad, that inshallah they will keep before them the azmat of the silsilas, and the azmat of suluk, and azmat of Allah Ta'ala in their hearts, and not allow any kind of worldly consideration or motivation, or any kind of whispering of shaitan when it comes to piri muridi. There must be no other motive except that the murid gets connected with Allah Ta'ala, to make dua for him, to make an effort, to keep on advising, to sacrifice our time, our wealth, our effort, so that people get connected with Allah Ta'ala. As far as the risk and sustenance is concerned, it is fixed. My advice and nasihat to both of you is that keep Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala all the time in front of you. Keep Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's mubarak way of life and sunnats in front of you. And keep the dunya behind you. Allah Ta'ala will make the dunya follow you like a shadow. And you'll also get Allah Ta'ala because you've kept him in front. With this I say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When it comes to ijazat matters, whomsoever Allah Ta'ala has given some kind of basirat, then they look at these things also. What is the relationship of the person with the people in the town, with his family, with his children, what kind of a'timad people have. All those things are taken into consideration. Then a period of time is allowed, then only ijazat is given. Not like today the person comes bayat now, and one person came from Pakistan and he gave one person khilafat. So that person tells me, he says, Maulana, I don't know anything about khilafat, what is this khilafat thing? And but he gave me khilafat. He said, I made you my khalifa. So I said, how did he make you khalifa? The truth I'm telling you in the masjid here. So he said, I took him around for collection, donation. So because of my contacts, we were able to do a good collection for him, for his institution. And so he gave me khilafat. So I said, that is chande ki khilafat. You have different kinds of khilafat. That is chande ki khilafat. Donation collection khilafat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the azmat in our hearts. And it's not that only two of them are worthy of it. There are many other ulama here, and in other parts too, who are worthy. It is just that we start off slowly, and then whomsoever Allah Ta'ala will put into my heart, and they will get inshallah. But we should never go to the Shaykh's majlis with the niyat of khilafat ijazat. And not tonight we will sleep, because tomorrow is again 29th night. And I too am tired now, so therefore I won't be making musafa with everybody. I will just say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh again. I will make dua for all of y'all, and y'all to make dua for me.